This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch for a Tuesday morning. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Brewster. Tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thanks so very much, and bringing the hurricane supplies down here to Florida as well. And let's not forget, back to work today, the bulk mail center guys, the postal workers are back to work from the bulk mail centers and the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, and our Amazon people working in the warehouse as well as doing the deliveries. Now, we also can be followed on Facebook. It's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Follow us over there. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's social media website. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram as Captain's America and all those places. Captain with an S on the end of it. America, all lowercase, all one word. Captain's America. And don't forget, you can go to our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com to find out more about us. Okay, out west to California, IA we go. And we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time for the pledge. Where you say it again?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we want you to understand that, because the teachers in the schools these days don't want to teach that, now do they?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah. Yeah, the woke culture. Somebody needs to take a ball bat and wake them up.
There needs to be a cultural pushback in the sense of what we're seeing, the wokeism that's infecting things. That's right.
Now, it's fair to say right now, Kyle, that the Democrats are running scared. The poll numbers are starting to show the Democrats are losing ground big time. And a lot of the worries are about the 79-year-old Commander-in-Chief, Josie Boy Biden, and his mental state. The concerns there have jumped from 59% a couple of months ago to 64% as of yesterday, according to new issues and insights. Now, this is a TIPP survey that includes most of the increase has come from the Democrats being concerned about Biden not being able to toe the load and the Democrats' policy not being the way to go. And that's the understatement of the year right there, isn't it?
Well, certainly. Well, when the President of the United States looks around the room and asks, where's Jackie, a representative who was killed about a month earlier in a terrible crash, people start to really see that there's something going on with Joe Biden. That's not typically the kind of mistake that the president, that you would expect any president of the United States to ever make. And also when he shakes hands with the air, he turns around, he doesn't know where he's going. He's obviously confused. These are really important things because, Captain, this very same president is talking about the specter of nuclear Armageddon. So, you know, this is just a bad thing all the way around.
Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday spoke at a ceremony that opened an expanded San Francisco Marin food bank. She quoted the Gospel of Matthew. She said, and just the thought that children in America, the greatest country that ever existed in the history of the world, children were going to sleep. One in five children in our country hungry at night. How could that be, said Pelosi. And then she talked about being a devout, being a Catholic and this, that, and the other. And I thought to myself, so I did a little check-in. Is Nancy Pelosi a practicing Catholic?
Well, she says that she is. But, it, again, you know, by,
What does a simple fact check tell us?
Well, I'll just say this. By their fruits, you shall know them. If you look at the tree and you see what kind of fruit it has, then you know exactly what kind of
fruit
it is.
Well, you're beating around the bush. You don't know the answer, obviously. By a simple computer check, is Nancy Pelosi Catholic? She was raised Catholic, but when she got married to her current husband, who she's been married to forever, she stopped being a practicing Catholic. Because he's a Protestant.
Really? Okay, well, I didn't know that. Does he?
Oh, wait a minute. Actually, he's a Protestant. Yep.
Well, but Nancy Pelosi has made numerous references over time
to
Catholicism.
It's not true. You know? And by the way, she wants to be the ambassador to the Vatican. I understand it's one of the things she wants to be.
Perhaps in her retirement years.
She's about to be retired in November.
That's right.
Come January, she's going to be looking for a new position. And I think Biden is going to give her an ambassadorship either to Italy or to the Vatican.
Could be.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi is not, I repeat, not a practicing Catholic. A simple search will reveal that for you. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, looking forward to having lunch with the group today over there at Mission Barbecue. I will be there possibly a little bit late today, but I will be there. So if I'm not right there at 11:30 when you guys show up, or even if I'm not there by noon, doesn't mean I'm not coming. I am, in fact, coming, and I will be there. And then I got to scoot back to the radio station because I'm going to be on one of the afternoon radio shows that they record in the afternoon, early in the afternoon, to be replayed. Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, I'll be on his show today. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there, try the 1995 3-week quick start. Find out why it works for me, has for the last 8 years, and see if it'll work for you. 1995 3-week quick start, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. All natural, no narcotics. And by the way, Kyle Warren says, what about Relief Factor?
All you have to lose is pain.
And boy, do you. Boy, do you. All right. I went over and I got onto the search page with the search engine looking at the Pelosi thing there. And she was, for lack of better words, I know I'm going to use the wrong word here, she was politely moved out of the, removed from the Catholic Church being able to take communion. Remember all that?
I do. That's right.
That still applies.
Sure. But she'll find some Catholic priests or other Catholic authorities that will support her liberal views. Exactly.
Yep. She has, but it's not what the church does. But anyway.
That's right.
Donald Trump slammed the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, for not introducing legislation prohibiting Congress members from trading stocks before the midterm elections, as was mentioned once before. Now, during a recent statement at a rally in Mesa, Arizona, Trump said that the Democrat stock portfolio, hers, Nancy Pelosi's, is better than the multi-billionaire Warren Buffett.
Well, and of course, I think a lot of people across the country, Captain, would think this is an idea whose time has come, because the notion of getting into government and then getting rich, as it were, and in a disproportionate way and have better opportunities than the average American simply because you got elected to Congress doesn't sit well with people who are working hard every single day to put food on the table.
Now, our Florida Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday made a comment. He said, as Democrat-run cities are besieged by crime and mayhem, Florida is supporting our law enforcement officers and keeping communities safe. And boy, are we.
Well, it's a clear distinction, isn't it? It's the idea that if you have complete total chaos and you don't enforce the law and you don't put criminals in jail, in fact, you let them out of jail at alarming rates, and if you do the opposite of that, then you're going to have, at the very least, the ability to people to walk down the streets in safety and go about their lives in a law-abiding fashion. They could be clearer than that.
Now, Colorado mailed out 30,000 non-citizens voter registration information so they could register to vote.
Wow. Well, you know, part of this, in some cases, you have people say, well, we want you to vote for the school board because you're part of our community. Even though you came here illegally and you set up shop here or something, you're living here now, your kids still go to the same school. So you need to be able to pick the school board, for example. That's one argument. But overall, Captain, it's a slippery slope, isn't it? Because pretty soon, it's just everybody's just going to vote. Doesn't matter if you're a citizen or not. What difference does it make at that point?
How's that working out for California?
Terrible.
What happened in the last election? What happened back in 2016? Let me throw that in there, too. The last two election cycles, presidential election cycles, they had more people vote than they had registered voters.
Well, exactly.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
what'd they do about it?
Well, nothing.
Correct. Nothing. So, therefore, who can trust the election results in California?
Well, obviously, no one, and it's become a monolithic thing. And this is actually a real warning sign, Captain, to all of our friends across the country here. You know, the Democrat Party elite, they look at California as the model for how to roll out, you know, the regime, as it were, across the country and how things are going to get done and how things are going to look politically. Well, California is a monoparty state at this point, and that's kind of what they want over the entire United States.
There are so many people right now getting election training from the supervisor of elections in various states, especially the red states, to make sure that there's no hanky-panky going to be going on. The poll workers and the poll watchers, going to be very important, the poll watchers. They're the ones that watch for the irregularities and report them, and then that's how things get rolling there in that respect. There are going to be so many poll watchers around that they're going to be tripping over each other.
Well, certainly. And the idea with that is to be able to capture so many instances of fraud, you know, outright fraud or other inconsistencies, that it begins to hit a critical mass, that it can't simply be swept under the rug by a compliant media.
Yep. Even Stacey Abrams is going to have a problem trying to cheat.
Well, she will have a problem trying to cheat, but at the same time, no matter what happens, she's still going to say there was no access.
They stole the election from me because they suppressed the vote. They wouldn't let XYZ and J. Yeah, that's what she's going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if you heard her on Fox News this last Sunday.
Oh, I did. I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no matter what Shannon Bream told her and quoted about what the judge's decision was and so forth, Stacey Abrams would have none of it. She would just continue down the same line. And she does this in order to set up a problem that can never be solved. Literally, no matter what anybody says or does, it will never be okay, and she'll constantly have to be saying the same exact kinds of things. She'll just amplify it.
Well, you're right.
So Yeah, exactly. So it never, it doesn't, it will never get solved in her mind.
You're absolutely right. And that's why it's great to have her out there running her mouth like that, because she's continuing to put this bold-faced lie out there in front of the people that is easily debunked, whether she likes it or not.
Well, certainly. And this is where they're running into the messaging problem, where they simply believe that by saying it more loudly, saying it over and over again, it's that big lie kind of strategy. And it's worked for them for a very long time, but people are just, they're not buying that anymore.
By the way, fly the friendly skies of Biden Air. Did you hear about the trip the other day?
What was that?
He went 81 miles in Air Force One.
Oh, wow. Well, that's just like a takeoff and landing for that thing, then. It's just not even,
well,
won't even get up to cruising altitude.
Whatever happened to the helicopters?
Very good question.
Or the smaller plane.
Right.
81
Very
miles.
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and aren't we trying to help climate change or something like that, too?
You know, what does that help? Nothing. It wastes a bunch of money.
That's right. Well, he could have set an example.
Joe Biden set an example. Well, I want to tell you. No, I can't do Joe Biden. He's got a weird voice. Until he does that. Well, don't forget that I want you to remember that it's all about the bad people. And don't forget who the bad people are. You know, that's when he starts doing that. It gets funky.
Yes, well, again, and kind of creepy with the weird whispering and stuff like that. Yeah, it just...
Halloween is coming, right?
Well, right. Well, it's weird because sometimes we just don't know what's going on in the mind of Joe Biden. It's hard to tell. And that's not something that gives stability to our friends or to our foes at all. I mean, everybody's just sitting there wondering, what's the next weird thing he's going to do?
Yeah. And, of course, speaking of what's the next thing they're going to do, weird thing, we're going to be coming up on a break here. But yesterday, for a short time in the morning, U.S. airport websites were knocked offline by some unknown hacker group. And most of America's larger airports were hit, but were back up again about an hour or two later.
Yeah, this is very concerning. There's no doubt about that, because that's a potential takedown of our transportation system.
It was a potential. They did it. For about 2 hours, they actually did it. Okay, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to let Kyle and Mission Barbecue take us out to break.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Representatives Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, and Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, are launching a congressional inquiry into the Justice Department's Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act enforcement. Several recent actions by the department reinforce the conclusion that the Justice Department is using its federal law enforcement authority as a weapon against the administration's political opponents.
PayPal quickly walked back a shocking new policy announcement that the company would fine users by directly withdrawing $2,500 from their accounts per offense if they spread misinformation. PayPal, which has repeatedly deplatformed organizations and individuals over their political views, stated Saturday that the initial policy announcement was issued in error. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You betcha. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you at heroesmile.com. Again, the telephone number, 888-VET-NOW-2. That's right, 888-VET, B-E-T, NOW, N-O-W, 2. That's the number. And you're going to have a treat, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you coming to our Battleground Tour Sunday at the Jewish Community Center from 3:30 to 6:30, you're going to get a chance to meet retired United States Army Lieutenant General William Lennox. He was a superintendent of West Point from 2001 to 2006, a former artillery officer in the United States Army. The man is one of the nicest people I ever met for someone with that type of rank, and he's all about helping veterans. Veterans helping veterans at Heroes Mile. You'll find out all about that. So check him out online, heroesmile.com. That's heroesmile.com, and the phone number is 888-VET-NOW-2. That's 888-VET-NOW-2. Okay, back to the telephone lines we go. First, we're going to pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got our favorite caller up there in the Mile High on the line, so here we go. Okay, Aaron, what's going on?
Hey, Cap, Professor Politics. Well, I was reading online, the story was how California's $100 billion bullet train went off the rails. and how it went from $33 billion to $113 billion. And I'm thinking to myself, P.T. Barnum, he would be proud because, boy, a sucker is born every minute. And the gentleman who came up with the, who invented the Ponzi scheme, he would be proud. He said, boy, talk about some suckers there. And then, of course, Bernie Madoff, he would say, I don't know who came up with that scheme, but I wish I did. But I tell you, I mean, talk about, and of course, my man Ross Perot, would be saying, do you hear that sucking sound? That's $113 billion going down the drain. And also you guys were talking about the voter registration mailers, yep. And of course our Secretary of State, her name is Jenna Griswold. She's up for re-election this year, so hopefully we can get her fired from her job. But hopefully the Republican candidate that is running against her will pounce on this stupidity, because obviously here in Colorado we are sanctuary state, and I'm sure in Professor Politics, know California is a sanctuary state too.
Yep.
And supporting giving illegal aliens or non-citizens driver license. So this is a result of when you reward bad behavior and you give people who have no business in this country driver license, you're going to have to deal with the consequences. But of course, our genius Secretary of State wants to throw the computer under the bus. But anyway, Cap. Professor of Politics, have a good day. Have a good night.
Thanks very much, Aaron. Okay. Yeah, that was good. Hey, listen, they talk about the bullet train in California. Do you know who's running the show with that?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Well, what do you hear this one? The French National Railway owns the bullet train.
Okay.
The French. Now, they didn't get it in Florida. They didn't get it in California. It's costing $1.8 million a day for it to do whatever they're doing in California. But guess where they're going next?
Where's that?
Morocco.
Okay, well, maybe they can have a bullet train instead.
Well, here's the headline, because I just found the story. French dropped California train bid for less dysfunctional Morocco.
That's right. This just in. Morocco, less dysfunctional than California.
Morocco wants bullet train so they can go 200 miles an hour across Morocco. I don't think Morocco's that big. Oh, by the way, you want to laugh? You want a real laugh?
Yeah.
New Zealand has a new proposal. The government came out yesterday taxing a greenhouse gas that a cow gives every time it burps.
Wow. How are you going to count cow burps?
Well, I would have thought they would have been counting something else, but that's just me. but
right.
Cow burps, okay, that's the gas, so it's going to be cow burps, and it's angered the farmers in New Zealand. How in the world are you going to regulate that?
Well, you don't. This is all part of setting up this program, as it were, that literally it's anything that they say it is.
Crazy.
And... yeah, that's right. Because, and quite frankly, is there any real data that tells us all about cows and climate change? It would seem to me that if you even wanted to make the argument, industrialization seems to be worse than cows, but you know, that's just me.
Yeah. Now, a small business advocacy group has filed a new lawsuit seeking to block the Biden administration's efforts to forgive student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans and a latest legal challenge to the program. The suit was filed Monday by the Job Creators Network. I've heard of them, and I've interviewed the chairman of that group.
Well, of course, the idea here, the fundamental issue is going to be the power of the presidency. The presidency has a lot of powers assigned to it, but this isn't one of them, right? And so it becomes a real big problem, because you can't just let things go, because otherwise it'll establish a precedent, this kind of thing. But also, Joe Biden's just trying to buy votes with this whole thing anyway. and crossing the line of where the power of the presidency is.
Now, the Army is set to expand their recruiting program because they finished up this past calendar year 20,000 short of their goal, and they're going to make an investment, more financial investment, more advertising, more different ways to try to attract people to want to join the Army to fill their ranks. So we're going to see how that's going to work out. That ought to be interesting.
Well, right. You know, back in the day, it was Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine.
Go Army!
What a great place. Yeah, what a great place to start, right? Remember, that was, I remember
the ads were actually interesting because it showed the military doing what the military does. And then when they went woke, they stopped doing that.
You know, and that's exactly, I'm so glad that you said that, Captain, because it seems that any industry, in this case, the Army or the military forces, just like any of these big entertainment companies and so forth, they go woke, they go broke. And in this case, they go woke in the military, and they're not a fighting force to contend with China, you know, for example, at some point in the distant future, perhaps. But that's a real, real consideration.
Yeah.
The military has to be what the military is supposed to do.
Now, Mexico has filed a second lawsuit against arms dealers here in the United States for shipping guns, and the gangs apparently are buying them legally, and Mexico wants that to stop.
Well, that's right. They're going after these gun manufacturers, knowing that they make what they call these straw purchases, and then the guns get across.
Yeah, but
the
they're doing it legally.
Well, of course,
it's not illegal.
Yes,
it's being done legally. Yep.
Right. But here we have something flowing across the border that one country doesn't want, for example, but yet everything else flows from the Mexican side to the American side.
Let me try to get this in here. I got a couple things. Waukesha, the Christmas Massacre defendant, is turning the trial into a circus. I've seen what he's doing. They ought to just tie him to a chair with his head pointing straight ahead so he can't make all the stuff he's doing.
Well, he started taking off his prison garb, evidently, in court the other day.
That was part of it.
And just creating a huge,
making noises and calling people names.
Well, exactly.
Yep.
And you have to have decorum in the courtroom. That's not a freedom of expression problem.
And finally, the J.P. Morgan CEO, Jamie Dimon, is warning of recession within the next 6 to 9 months. He says it's coming and there's nothing we can do about it unless we change direction fast. And if you think slow Joe Biden is going to do any of the above, you're nuts. It's not going to happen.
That's right.
Yep. Slow Joe Biden. Okay, my friend, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. And oh, by the way, this is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids, which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Come on strong. She can boogie when it's raining, boogie when it's dry, boogie on a skateboard, baby that's no lie. My baby loves to boogie, oh the boogie's all night long. She said it's just in the morning, in the evening she come on strong. She can boogie when it's freezing, when it's hot, dancing in a snowstorm, dancing when it's not. Oh, she loves to boogie. Yeah, she boogies all night long. She's so sweet in the morning, in the evening she come on strong.
All night long. Sweet as you've been in the morning, in the evening, she come on
strong. Come on, boogie.
That's Dan and the boys again. That's called My Baby Loves to Boogie, and that guy playing the guitar right there, that's none other than John Hammond, a very accomplished solo guitarist. And Kyle, I'll tell you what, the songs that Dan is coming out with, and he's putting it out there, making it available to everybody, which is good because a lot of artists aren't doing that. You can buy his collection if you want, or you can get these songs that he's putting out there for free and play them.
That's right. That's exactly right, yeah.
All right, well, you got some stuff out west, so tell us about it.
Well, thank you, Captain. We were telling our friends and drivers and people going across the highways and byways about the rain up in Montana last hour, still going up Interstate 15, a little bit south of Great Falls, up towards Conrad. That's also going to go a little bit eastward now over towards Harve. It's actually the whole thing's moving eastward at this point. But we also have a flood watch that's going on right now. That's going to be in effect from Wednesday afternoon through late Friday night, as they are saying. So you want to be careful in that area, as we'll likely get some more rain and storms there. There's also a lake wind advisory up near Glasgow, Montana. That's U.S. Highway 2 if you're trucking around there. High wind warning down near Cheyenne as well. And that's about it for what we have out west right now, Captain. So everybody out there, be careful.
Well, that's indeed correct. Now, let's go up to North Dakota and South Dakota, because if you're traveling along the southwestern corner of North Dakota tonight, you're going to have some cold temperatures up that way. Might have a little bit of rain mixed in with it. Might, in the higher elevation, get a little white stuff. Hard to say. If you're coming out of Rapid City, coming into South Dakota, you could get some white stuff in that. Could get a little bit of precip as well. That would run you over about 75 miles or so east of Rapid City. Again, in the mountains. If you're looking down below at Nebraska, there is some very dry conditions through the central part of Nebraska tonight. The northwestern part of Kansas, which is about 100 miles in on I-70, you've got some very dry conditions there, so be careful. And then where we had some sort of thunderstorm moving along, this hour it's directly over Midland, and they are getting rain. And they do have a flood warning out in the Midland area, so be advised. It's a localized storm that's right there, and it's dumping some rain there right now, making things a little difficult. And then we've also got some rain over there along I-10, right around Fort Stockton in Texas, so be advised about that. Now, coming across up in the north, we're going to stay up north for a little bit. Lake Michigan, got a gale warning on Lake Michigan again, got some cooler temperatures up there. Looks like as if we might have a frost warning up in the northern part of Michigan, right there along the Canadian border too, Michigan border as well, right in there, right along the lakes. And then upstate New York, if you're traveling I-81 tonight, you're going to have a frost warning all the way up to about Watertown, and then headed up into Canada, it will become a freeze warning. Now moving over into I-87, and from about Albany all the way to Quebec, up I-87 by Lake George, you're going to have a frost advisory there. Going over into Vermont, it becomes a freeze warning. Also into New Hampshire. Also over all the way up I-95 to Nova Scotia, it becomes a freeze warning. Now moving on down, we've got some fog, it looks like, around Long Island, there between Long Island Sound and Long Island itself, because of the cold temperatures in the warm water, or warmer water, I should say. It's not all that warm, but it's warmer than the air. And then down there, Chesapeake Bay, same scenario there with some fog. And, of course, North Carolina, too. And other than that, it's not looking too bad at all around the rest of the East Coast. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Make sure you catch him over there, KyleWarrenShow.com, as well as some other different places where you can hear him opining. He'll tell you all about that. It's over there at his website. And don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Pilot and Flying J, pull on in there, find out whether they're the number
one truck stop chain in the country. And it happens to be the place where I go when I'm out on the road. I stop there and say howdy, howdy to the folks here around Florida and whatnot. I've also stopped up there in Georgia, going up I-75 on my way to Atlanta a few times, but there you go. Okay, let's go over to FoundersCode.com, and Denise Simon is on the line right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, what do we have to talk about in Ukraine this morning? I mean, now I hear that India and China are telling Russia to knock it off.
Yes, they are, and rightly so. Otherwise, you've got two countries that will certainly be on the wrong side of all of this.
Yep.
But here's an interesting thing. Why in the world would Randy Weingarten, who is head of the teachers union, be on her second trip in Ukraine?
Well, it's got to do with money, obviously, because she doesn't go anywhere for nothing. And because Ukraine likes to buy people off, we know that through the Biden establishment. So maybe the teachers union is going to get a big boatload of money dumped in their lap.
I don't know if it's the, if it's that. I think it's more nefarious. But the truth of the matter is she's way out of her league.
Of course.
She's in charge of American teachers, American education, and I say that loosely.
Right.
Not in Ukraine. So I would be really challenging that one in a big, huge way.
Well, again, it's got to do with money. It has to be. She isn't going to go somewhere for nothing. So what the money's going to be used for, she's going to get, who knows?
I don't either. I think there ought to be a lawsuit right there.
And I can't believe she's over there.
Well, that's my point.
Yep. Can't believe she's over there. But then again, she's a good friend and an ally of the Biden administration, so I guess why wouldn't she be? So it is. It is what it is. Now let's see here. Here comes the music. So we'll let the music bring us up here. We're going to go out to break, folks. And when we come back, more with Denise Simon here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And yep. We're going to talk about Ukraine because we have to. And there's some other stuff going on here. We'll talk about COVID and the shots. Did they or did they not work? Wow. We're hearing that there might be a little problem there. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.